From Suncourt at the back of there was a Stan Bean owned that from Offnham. And then coming along, there was Orchards, was Hector Smith. He had another piece this way because he had on his thing, I don't know whether it's important, on his land, he had a little truck, a railway truck, up right from the top to the bottom with a little truck on. You know what they put the plums and stuff on. And us kids from along here used to go and take it to the top and all sit on and come back. Well, there was a ditch at the bottom by the road, but it had got a brake on. But we were always riding on this truck, the gang of us. On there, and that was Hector Smith's piece. And his son once caught us nicking some strawberries off the hill. And anyway, that put a stop to that. And there was two other girls with me as well as we walked along the hill. And then there was Hector Smith. Then there was. And going along, there was John and Gordon Gisborne. They had the big piece. And then there was Megan Lloyd from Lyttelton. She only died the other week, it was in the paper. And her husband had, well, Mr. and Mrs. Lloyd had the piece, but then the daughter married and she, the son-in-law, had it. Emlyn Jones, that was him, and they had it. And of course, they had a little, because they come from North Lyttelton, they had a little caravan up behind the shed. And of course, Emlyn Jones and oh, Philip Toms, he had another piece along there. And then it got to Bob Smith. That was nearer to the barn. And then behind the barn was Les Holmes, who was on the picture. And going round, and Owen Gisborne, he had the barn at the time because he kept pigs in there. And I was just thinking now, oh, Mr. Ballard had the piece. And then coming along, there was. Oh, and then Edgar Wheeler had a piece farther along. And then coming this way again, then Frank Wheeler had the piece, and then Edgar had the next strip. And then coming along, then there was, outside here was Mr. Hems, Frank Hems. Then there was Vic Spires. Then there was Philip Toms again. Then Eustace Wheel, Eustace Howley, where the bungalow is now,
Yeah.
along there. And then the other pieces went to the Ash Road, as it was called, along there. And then there was all the strips of different men had them, you know, that way on. And there was Eli Hems had the next strip going up. There was Frank Vicarage. They had quite pieces up there. Oh, and then there was Frank Wheeler at the top again. Then my dad had another piece at the top, quite a large piece. Then there was Martin Ballard. I was thinking of Martin Ballard. Then he had a strip. Harry Hems had a strip all down. And there was a Mr. Bill from Lyttelton. He had a strip. And oh, and then it come to the bottom, as it was my granddad's piece then, but the bottom. And then it going along the road again was up Green Road, as it was called. And my grandfather and the uncle worked that. And then my dad had a piece right at the top again, was Brooklands, that was called.
What about Jack Ankers? Jack Ankers was, he started at Linwood, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he was
And
at
then he
Linwood.
ended up down here. So
Mm.
which land did Jack have? Because
Oh, along this side, farther along to Ireland, where the Ireland barn is. this side of the road down to Island Barn. Somebody had the top piece. Oh, well, Mr. Pomeroy had a piece along there. And then it was Jack and his mother had a piece that come to... And then there was Mr. Knowledge, he had a piece next to my dad's at Roxgrain, that was. And then that come along. Roxgrain was my dad's. And then at the time it was Mr. Wakefield had this near to, right near to the houses. He had an orchard and open ground, grew sprouts and everything. And that was...